Prog Report Show, featuring the latest in progressive rock with your host, Roy Avin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Prog Report show from progreport.com, also on Facebook, The Prog Report, at The Prog Report on Twitter, and our podcast on iTunes with all our interviews. Today, we have a collection of brand new songs from a bunch of bands. We have the new Big Big Train, Leprous, Faith No More, The Tangent, and a few other surprises as well. We're going to kick it off with a brand new band that is really getting a lot of buzz called Native Construct. They just released their first album called Quiet World on Metal Blade last month, and we're going to play a track off of it called Come Hell or High Water. They were at Berkeley and met there and started working on the album there and quickly wrote it and got discovered by Thomas Rogers from Between the Buried and Me, who eventually got them signed to Metal Blade. So I asked them about the process of writing this while they were in school.
Yeah, we actually started playing together in the fall of 2011. It started out as just a sort of passion project on the side as we pursued our studies at Berklee College of Music. So it was just like a group of kids here at school who started jamming together. And eventually we realized we were finding a heading that we were interested in pursuing more seriously. So we kind of focused up and started dedicating more time to this project. We started writing music that eventually made it onto this album almost immediately. Wow. It was just a very slow process because we had a very limited amount of time we were able to actually dedicate to this while doing school full time. We did it when we could, and slowly the music flourished and eventually ended up being a full length LP that we recorded in 2013, I believe.
Yeah, it's hard to do when you're working on schoolwork where it's you're writing stuff that's, you know, taking that creative energy out of you, and then immediately after you finish those assignments, it's, you know, it's really hard to just be like, all right, now let's start writing that album again.
Just do it all over again. If you just spend all night doing a composition assignment, you know, just write more stuff, it's very taxing sometimes.
I still think to myself and wonder if this was worth it. For it seems that these days I can stand still for a moment.
I'm sick of drifting,
and my feet won't rest or re-oppress their pivoting.
callous grip. But if I trip, perhaps your hands could start to slip. And I've tried my best, but my feet, they were my best. I'm not so conscious, and that's my lunacy. Will tear me apart.
Big Train are back after the success of their double albums, English Electric Part 1 and Part 2, which was then again compiled and released with a few new tracks called Full Power. They're back with an EP called Wassail. Features 4 songs, 3 are new, 1 is a live track, and this is the title track that was just released. The EP comes out in June. It's called Wassail.
A glass to these. Stand fast and strong, bow and leave bare fruit to plenty. Eden come when the world was young.
Paradise was where it all began.
Just one bite was all it took. Expulsion and the
bring you
Norwegian prog metal band Leprous are back with a brand new album that comes out in June called The Congregation. They released a great new video for the opening track called The Price, and we're going to play the second single called Rewind. I spoke with the vocalist Einar about when they're writing, do they ever have something that they think is terrible that ends up making it on the album? And surprisingly, he said yes.
Yes, absolutely, but everybody agreed with me that it wasn't any good. We just had to try it out on rehearsal and to play through it. And then when we played through it, we just said, but this sounds really massive. It's just that the riff on the top there makes it sound silly. So if we change that and do like this and that, and that. So suddenly there was a lot of ideas around it, and suddenly there was a whole new idea about it. And really, really, the song went into, in my opinion, being one of the better of the album, which was Rewind.
Build up, tear down, set free, rewind.
are back with a new album after 18 years. It's very exciting for a lot of fans like myself. The brand new album is called Soul Invictus. You've probably heard the single Superhero. They're currently on the road right now. This is a track off the album called Matador.
Your face, march forward, my
English prog band The Tangent just released an album called A Spark in the Ether, which came out in April. It's really a great collection of just vintage sort of prog sound. There's a great song on it called Cod Pieces and Caves, which I'm going to play, which the singer Andy Tillison describes as a love song to prog. In it, he talks about the glory days of prog and references a bunch of old bands and some new ones, and also calls out some of the older prog heroes. You can check that out now.
In Cod Pieces and Capes, yeah, we have a bit of a laugh, you know. We're remembering, it's a bit nostalgic, looking back at the music that formed our early lives that was so important to us back in the 1970s. There's another part of the song where I'm actually looking at the fact that those guys don't very often come and stand alongside us, you know, the old heroes. They don't really support us or give us gigs or anything, or out of all the people, I mean, you know, I've been operating The Tangent to a reasonable level of success for the past 12 years, and you know, not once has any has any musician from the 70s said, hey, I like what you're doing, man, or right. Got in touch and said, yeah, this is really good, would you like a gig? Nope. Nothing, not a word from any of them. And, you know, I kind of think that's a little bit sad because, you know, when it comes down to it, we're their legacy. Not just The Tangent, obviously. I'm talking about all the bands who are playing now. Flower Kings, Big Big Train, Magenta, the whole bloody lot of them. We're their legacy. We are what they've left. You know, it's not just a case of they left Foxtrot with us in 1972 or Close to the Edge in 72, or, you know, they've left that, sure, but they've also left us, you know. And if it was me, I'd be proud of that. I'd be sort of saying, look at these guys. But, you know, and there's an element to the song that's a bit like that. So there's a bitterness and there's a sweetness, but it's like a love song, you know. It's about all the good things that happen in a love relationship and all the bad things. That's what a love song's about. So my love song about progressive rock music, it's got good and bad, you know. That's what a love song is. We'll be right back.
Who followed you to the end of the world?
Sound of Contact announced they were reuniting. That's the band with Phil Collins' son, who is the lead vocalist and drummer, Simon Collins, and Dave Kirzner. They parted after their successful album Dimensionaut, and Kirzner went and released a solo album. And last month they posted online that they had decided to reunite and are currently working on a new album. So just for fun, we're going to go back and play one of the cool songs off the album Dimensionaut. This is called Omega Point.
Further I go,
great prog drummer Gavin Harrison from Porcupine Tree and now King Crimson just released an album of jazz and big band versions of Porcupine Tree songs called Cheating the Polygraph. Very cool sort of mashups and different versions. Sometimes you can recognize them, sometimes you can't. We're going to play a mashup that he does called Sound of Music / So-Called Friend, which is very cool. I had a chance to talk with him and asked him if Steven Wilson and the rest of the band knew about the project and if he had showed them the music.
Well, no, because I'd done the first song, Futile, 5 years ago, and I played it to him when he was here. I played it to all the band, and they really liked it. And when I did Cheating the Polygraph, I played that to him, and I told him I was going to do, after Cheating the Polygraph, the second song, I realized it could be an album, and I said, I'm thinking of doing a whole album like this. And he said, great. We'll be right back.
All right, so that's all for today. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget, again, to check out progreport.com for upcoming news, interviews, reviews, and more on Facebook, Twitter, our iTunes podcast, and more. Thanks again. Bye.